The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb a son, and you shall name him Jesus, and he will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. My brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of the Lord. This morning, as we enter into the last week of Advent, I'm sure there are many thoughts and many feelings that we have inside of us. And when we think about that, the internal, the inside, is oftentimes just as important or more important than what is outside. Especially when we think about the house, and especially the houses that we live in here in Minnesota, I think the inside is definitely more important, because if it's warm inside, then you want to stay inside and not want to get out at all. So in the inside is an important part of this season. As we prepare ourselves to receive Jesus in the Nativity, we begin today with the readings from the Old Testament and the words in which we hear in spoken to the prophet, and the words are part of the messianic prophecy, in which foretells of the coming of our Lord, the coming of the Messiah. And it's important that we hear of the dwelling place at the time of the Israelites. The dwelling place was the Ark of the Covenant. And that was where the Word of God dwelt. And it's an important place, a sanctuary for the people of the time. And as we move forward in the New Testament, we see more clearly of how the messianic prophecy comes about. And today we hear once again of the Annunciation, of how Mary received the message of how she would become the Mother of God, and how the presence of God would come and dwell in her. And when we think about the presence of God coming to Mary, it's really important, and it was something very different of the time, because the presence of God comes into a person, and not just a person, but who Mary was and who Mary is, a young woman, a woman of faith, and an ordinary woman. So in her, we see the possibilities out there with God, for there's nothing impossible with God. And in Mary, we may see ourselves, a lot of ourselves in her. And we see that, like her, we do live our ordinary lives. And some of us, we may come from very humble backgrounds and humble upbringings. And like her, we may experience in life a lot of fears, a lot of uncertainties, a lot of doubts, and a lot of questioning. But what to take from her is how her faith in God's will helped her to overcome all of that. And that is what I think the season of Advent is a season of faith, a season in which we know the struggles of the human family. We know the struggles of our own domestic family, and we know the struggles each of us individually. But how do we enter into the spirit of faith, the spirit of prayer and conversion, to overcome those challenges that we face in our spiritual lives? And I think that the story of the Annunciation is not just a Christmas story, but it is a story of ongoing conversion, a story of faith to help us throughout the year when many of us pray the Rosary, and when we pray with the Annunciation, the mystery of the joyful mystery, and when we reflect upon the Annunciation of how the message of an angel and how the incarnation of God came into a person, into a young woman, we really see the power of God working in the human family. And I think that's what grace is. Grace is the power of God working in each and every one of us, and in the most unexpected ways. And that is what gives us hope and joy, I think, during this time of uncertainty, of doubt, and also soon this time of joy as we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord. And so in this beautiful morning, let us rejoice and be glad, and let us give thanks to God for all of the blessings that we have received from God in our lives, in our families, as well as we offer up to God all of the needs that we have as individuals, as families, and as a faith community.